This episode is brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital. Your path to financial freedom and stability through multifamily syndications begins with Premier Ridge Capital. Visit our website at www.premierridgecapital.com and sign up for our newsletter and get your free ebook today. Learn the secrets of multifamily investing and how Premier Ridge Capital can be your partner in achieving financial peace of mind.
In response to last week, Jerome Powell doesn't see any stagflation, and Biden calls out China, Japan, and India for being xenophobic. These are the top headlines in this week's Weekly Business Brief. So, last week, some folks are worried it's gonna be a repeat of the crazy 1970s, the high prices, and the stagflation. But the Federal Reserve is saying, chill out. Even though those inflation reports looked scary, the Fed's main gauge is actually holding steady below 3%. Think of it like this. A different thermometer. It shows a less dramatic fever. Sure, the first bit of 2024 economic growth wasn't amazing, but that's partly because we've been buying more stuff from other countries than we're buying here from us. The good news is, demand for things inside the U.S. is still strong. The Fed boss, Jerome Powell, kept interest rates on hold. He admits we haven't actually crushed inflation yet, but he still thinks prices will go down this year. He's going to wait and see what the data says before messing with rates again. Basically, experts are like, yeah, inflation is a pain, but it's not that bad. Unlike the 70s with multiple oil prices, they're shocking us. Things seem calmer on that front, too, even with some Middle Eastern tensions. So, should you panic? Buy toilet paper? Probably not, but keep an eye on things and listen to what the Feds say next. And this week on Biden Watch, President Joe Biden said last week, xenophobia from China to Japan and India is hobbling their growth, as he argued that migration has been good for the U.S. economy. Xenophobia, for those who don't know what it means, is the fear of dislike from anything perceived as foreign and or strange. Biden said at the Washington fundraising event last week, one of the reasons why our economy is growing is because of you and many others. Why, you may ask? Because we welcome migrants. He added, why is China stalling so badly economically? Why is Japan having trouble? Why is Russia? Why is India? Because they're xenophobic. They don't want immigrants. Immigrants are what makes us strong. End of quote. The immigration thing, it's a big deal in the U.S. right now, especially with elections coming up in November. Basically, two candidates have very different ideas about it. President Biden wants to welcome immigrants, while his opponent, President Trump, wants stricter rules. While I do agree with Biden that immigration is what keeps a company growing, right? Population growth is important. It's just as important to make sure that those immigrants are coming here the proper way. We welcome migrants, but we want them to come in the proper way. We don't want criminals. We won't want people destroying our communities and burdening our tax system. And this has been your Weekly Business Brief. I'll see you guys next week.
And that wraps up another episode of Wealthy AF, brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital, where multifamily real estate syndications meet premier success. Your future starts here. Visit us at premierridgecapital.com for more details.